Time now for Radio Theater. UWS Theater Director Kathy Fanken, head of the department, joins us this morning to talk about their upcoming show. Actually, it has just opened, and so we want to say break a leg to all of the folks involved with Dr. Faustus. Hey, Kathy, good morning.
Well, good morning, Lisa. It's an exciting day out there, isn't it?
So did you ask your students when you first gathered them all together for your first table read, perhaps, did you go around the table and ask them, what would you sell your soul for?
No, I didn't. That's a really great idea, because that's the question.
Well, my dad used to say, everybody's got a price. And he said, I just feel like I'm doing well as long as I don't know what my price is.
Oh, what a great thing.
So tell us a little bit about the show and maybe how you needed the tack that you took to communicate this show and to help your actors get inside it.
Well, for sure, it's not a musical comedy, you know. It's a very complex play, and it struggles with questions of faith and eternity and God and the devil and the power to control any of them, if you can control any of them. And it's been a hard play to do at this level, because of the language and because of the text and what it's dealing with. It is very dark. I think we tried to crack into it as much as we could. I think it's a very visual show. It's a very aural show. Some visual effects, some magic tricks. I've heard from audience members that they've been scared, which is surprising to me. I didn't anticipate that.
That's wonderful. It's good to scare the audience once in a while.
Yeah, I like that.
We become so blasé, you know. There are so many, well, we can be scared so easily. You know, we have access to so many television shows these days that push the envelope way beyond anything that we could ever have imagined years ago, movies that do the same thing. To be able to do something in front of an audience, live theater, and create that kind of fear is a compliment to your actors.
Well, thanks. I will take that for them and pass it along to them. I think, though, you know, as much as we are desensitized a bit, when you put an audience in a place like a theater, they don't expect to find somebody beside you. That's an actor, you know, crawling to the stage. So I think that kind of surprise is kind of unexpected for a lot of people.
Oh, did we do a spoiler now?
We just did do a spoiler.
Yeah, but you don't know where you have to sit to find somebody crawling through the... Yeah, okay.
No, we'll keep that secret.
I think that's a good secret. Now, let's go back to the script. Christopher Marlowe wrote this. Am I remembering that right?
You are.
Okay. Thank you, Mrs. Van Zandt. I paid attention in humanities. So, and Christopher Marlowe, if I'm remembering correctly, was a contemporary of Shakespeare's.
Absolutely. And just in the news recently, because for years they have said that Marlowe may have written some of Shakespeare's plays. So there's always been this big controversy over whether or not he truly did write with Shakespeare and maybe did co-author some of the plays.
So I remember that was a... So when you talk about your actors struggling a little bit with the script, that's the kind of Shakespearean language, so to speak,
yeah,
that the actors are struggling with. And as an audience member, when you hear it done well, you get it, and it's so beautiful. But if you're just learning that, oh, man, you really can struggle.
It's very hard because you, first of all, have to just dissect it and understand what you're saying. And then you have to put the phrases together so that it makes sense. The tendency is to be really choppy with the language, and that makes it really irritating to listen to. So trying to get the thoughts grouped together can be real challenging.
You've almost got to reformat it, either physically or mentally, so that it isn't chopped up so that, like you say, you've got a complete thought in a sentence, because it's usually punctuated and it's sort of printed frequently, sort of goofy, which...
Yes, it is.
And you have to, like, no, ignore that. Just, you know, go back, reformat all your lines into one big paragraph and then start pulling it apart in ways that make sense.
It's a real challenge for young folks, but that's, of course, why you do it in educational theater, is to give them the opportunity to work with that kind of thing, you know.
Well, Kathy, thanks so much for joining us this morning. We'll get some links set up so that folks who are interested in attending UWS Theater Department's Dr. Faustus can find all the information. Good to talk to you, Kathy.
Good to talk to you.
The director of Dr. Faustus, Kathy Fank, joined us this morning as our guest on Radio Theater. Radio Theater on KUMD is made possible in part by a grant from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.